heart centered in business may not be a connection many make because business and commerce are often viewed as the machine we just need to keep running, no matter what the cost. The research I've been doing and what I'm seeing in my founder and executive leadership clients is heart centered business is exactly what the world needs more of now, especially if we want to keep this earth and the humans on it around for a bit longer. Then again, I also named and talked to my car. She does seem to run better when I do so. I had the pleasure of meeting with one of the founders of Bigby Coffee recently. When I asked him what heart-centered business meant to him, I didn't even have to explain it. The look in his eyes, the smile that widened on his face, and his demeanor let me know he was already prioritizing this way of leading and being. Curious to learn more? Follow his journey at the link below as he and his wife work to make his business as direct to farmer as possible. What did he know that didn't need to be said between us? Heart-centered business is symbiotic, mutually beneficial, with everything it encounters, including more than a paycheck for its worker bees. It is regenerative, giving back into rather than extracting from and expecting more and more. It leaves nothing unempty, nor does it leave a tumultuous wake for somebody else to clean up later. Rather, as my dad taught me before my first babysitting gig, it leaves the place better than when it got there. It is also anchored on the following core tenets. I will dive into each of them more later. But tenet one, people, planet, and product are in the same priority lane, not after, sustainable regenerative profit. What does that mean? Many things, but right now, I can't stop thinking about how many retailers overproduce goods to hit a financial plan. Then when they don't sell those goods through all the choices they have, they often land in a closed desert in South America. Link below. Tenet two, quality always over quantity. Has anyone ever noticed how the lifespan has exponentially decreased for refrigerators these days? Ever wondered why or where they all go? And then there's the cheap beef we get by cutting rainforest down in South America. What if we opted for smaller portions and better quality from happier cows? Tenet three, vision combined with values always take precedence over short-term profits. Tenet four, actions always speak louder than words. No marketing mumbo jumbo or PR stuff here. What we say, we do. And what we do, we say. Next tenet, curiosity comes before judgment. Always lead with questions, not with answers. The next tenet, doing the right thing after assessing the situation and asking questions to gain clarity is precedent over immediate profit. Read more for an example of the founder of Antelope Electric. It is a great example of doing the right thing. A heart-centered business is also one that encourages leaders to shine their authentic light, celebrates mistakes as a step to quicker learning, empowers with tools for courageous, authentic conversations and feedback. It recognizes that people that keep the engine running are also humans just doing their best inside and outside of work, and that when encouraged to have healthy habits and a life outside of the office, productivity, efficient decision-making, and morale increase. This all decreases turnover, a hefty cost to any organization. It fights the board because it knows the health of the customer and the strategy makes sense for the vision of the company and diverse revenue streams. It knows that the best decisions are made on a walk. It puts the long-term health of Earth and humans at the center of its business model. It pays people a living wage, but also knows it doesn't need to overemploy or overpromote. A lean, efficient structure with the right people in the right places because their gifts are seen and their voices are heard. I share simple tips and more about this for how to know and act on all of the above when the world encourages you not to. I've used all of these to bring more heart-centered leadership into my corporate career and also currently as an entrepreneur. You'll also hear from guest leaders and learn about featured businesses that lead with the heart in this category.